Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Happy New Year, Jackie.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. Happy New Year to everyone listening tonight.
You bet.
Tonight's show, The Shadow Continues, what's in store for 2008. Some info from our extraterrestrial and multidimensional friends. Tonight we discuss some of the information that came through for us and how it will affect our healing and lifting the gifts from our shadow. So I'm excited about tonight's show, and first of all, I want to do the dedication. This is a piece that somebody sent me, and my dear friend Dorothy, and I thought it was actually very important, and I'm going to read it real quickly here. This is about a book called Three Cups of Tea, One Man's Mission to Promote Peace, One School at a Time by Greg Mortensen. And again, the name of the book, Three Cups of Tea, like tea, T-E-A. This is based on his personal and unique experiences and the ongoing outcome building schools in Pakistan for girls in the mountains of the U2 and later in parts of Afghanistan. And she goes on to say how she felt that his story is so moving and that he was guided to do this, devoting his life to the education of girls in that part of the world, as well as building places for women to gather and generally support each other, unheard of previously, especially in this part of the world. Also the importance of the opportunity for girls, not necessarily to the exclusion of boys, but directed to girls who prior to his efforts were not considered candidates for school, especially in remote areas. And to date, he's built about 73 schools. And certainly I want to support his efforts and the schools that he's built and is building, continuing to build. So I did want to plug him on the show at her request as well. The concept of peace through education and the empowerment of the feminine, especially in that part of the world, especially after the assassination last week, I think it's real important. So to all of you out there who are interested in supporting his book, I think it would be wonderful. And again, we dedicate the show to his efforts.
It's called Three Cups of Tea.
Three Cups of Tea. Yes. All right, so tonight, tonight I want to start off the show with an amazing experience that I had, a gift. I get these not often, but when I get them, I consider them incredible gifts from the universe and from the team. This happened actually right after our conversation, Ronnie, the other night on New Year's Day night. And this is what we would call a dream sequence, except it went on all night long. Even though I would get up and go to the little girl's room and come back, it would continue, and it was in full Technicolor. It was absolutely amazing and beautiful, and I know when it's happening, I'm receiving major downloads. There was a tremendous amount of personal information that came through. And
aren't you going to share that, Jackie?
No.
Smart girl.
As a matter of fact, I'm not. It happened to be very personal. And you know, normally I share my life with the listeners, but not all of it. Mm-hmm. Usually after the fact. At any rate, this went on, as I said, all night long. And when it got to the point of full interaction with all of our star friends and families, the skies were filled with ships of every color, every description, every shape. I can't begin to tell you what it was like, except that the feeling of love was beyond anything I've ever experienced. And what was interesting is that these were light ships. These were multidimensional. These are the ships that many of you who watch things on YouTube or have any of your DVDs or videos where the ships will come in and actually move you know, they are not solid because they're consciousness. You know, even Bashar talks about his ship being living consciousness. And so I knew that this was of great importance, and I didn't realize at the time, I knew I was being downloaded, I didn't realize it was for tonight, but I soon got that very quickly. They wanted me to impart to everyone that many of these ships are already in place, and we just have not reached a high enough vibration yet to be able to see them. So the key for all of us, of course, is to raise our vibration as quickly as possible. I don't think anybody's really dragging their feet on this one. Do you, Veronica?
No. But, you know, I ran the Bashar interview on my last show, and he was talking about how it's just really a connection to different dimensions. That's the portal.
That's exactly right.
Right. So I want you to tell me exactly how to do that, Jackie. I mean, reliably, not just that wonderful flash, you know.
Well, I know that during the sessions what they've been doing, and, you know, they go into the temporal lobes, frontal lobes, pineal gland, into the ears, the parietal lobes, the hypothalamus. They're working on different parts of the brain right now. And the whole goal of this, we've been doing it gradually. When we first began, it was done too accelerated, and it was sending people into major overload. So we had to back off dramatically, and they had to back off even with me because the distraction, I wasn't ready to be able to hold that all the time and be able to function and do the things I had to do. So it's an evolutionary process based on when we're able to hold it without it being such a distraction that we can't function. And my girlfriend's daughter that opened when I did, what they saw with her, because she was opened so fast, so dramatically, that it was actually driving her insane.
Hmm.
And so they had to actually go back in and reverse some of what they did because she was not able to function in the world. And so, you know, I tell people, be patient. You're going to get it when you're ready. But it is a gradual process, and that's why they upgrade during every session, so that we can get a gradual opening so it doesn't overwhelm us. But the beauty, I can't, you know, there's no way for me to impart in our language the beauty of what was happening and the way it felt. It's the feeling level that I want to try to impart to people, that the love was beyond anything that we as humans have ever known. There was nothing scary, nothing frightening, nothing but incredible love. And I know that they're working with all of us to prepare us for this event. And I really feel that those listening tonight, and certainly people you're working with, Veronica and myself, that they are on a very accelerated journey to be able to deal with this and handle this. Now, I find myself, it's very easy for me a lot of times to be aware that there are ships. And then other times I'm tuned out, you know, where if I am focusing on other things, when I'm in the right space, I know immediately, even though no one else can see it, if there's something they need to impart to me or they need me to see a ship, then I see it. So, you know, I don't think anybody's going to miss anything. You know, that's... But they gave me a big list of things that they wanted me to impart. This was part of the download. As soon as I sat down at the computer tonight, boy, it just came flying through. And so, Ronnie, you know, I'd love your comments as we go through these, because Ronnie's in a... out of town tonight from where she normally is, so she couldn't get copies of the notes. And
I have to tell you that I really want to see ships, and I don't see them. Now, why is that?
most of the ships that are around are of this ilk, okay? You're not going to physically see them. People that are seeing ships need to see them, generally for the purpose of triggering them to begin their own personal search. And oftentimes when they do see a ship, they're receiving major downloads. And again, tonight I want to recommend Dolores Cannon's books. And I will say this, that those books are all imbued, beginning with, I mean, there are many, but I always recommend that people begin with The Custodians, then go on to Convoluted Universe 1 and 2. Convoluted Universe 3 is complete now. You can order it on her website, which is ozarkmt.com, I believe. It's not MTN, it's MT. But if you search Dolores Cannon on the web, you'll be able to find it.
Or even on BBS Radio.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Forgot about that.
It's easier to collect everything in one place, isn't it?
It is. Thank heaven we're all on the same station. So one of the first things they wanted me to talk about tonight is direct interactions are going to increase dramatically.
Great. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. And I encourage all of you to invite them in to work with you directly if you're so inclined. It's really important, and they wanted me to really emphasize this, that all beings work together. These are not just ETs, but multidimensional beings, beings of light, angelic, mass consciousnesses, you know, group consciousnesses, masters of this planet and other planets as well. And I can tell you that one of my clients is a major channel, does a lot of workshops now. She rarely takes on any new people because she's so busy to do one-on-one sessions. But we've done work together for quite a while, and they are now also, part of the team is working with the beings that she channels. And the beings that she channels are also working with us. So I think it's very interesting that what we're seeing is that this is really becoming one big happy family out there. Which I think is absolutely wonderful. Which takes us away from this whole concept of separation and into the concept of oneness. But I'm having so many clients having very direct experiences, in addition to people that I know. For those that work with me, you know, that know that, you know, if they have, if they reach a critical point and we're not having sessions, you know, I just tell them to email me and I'll send the team to assist them. And, you know, they have an immediate direct response from, their email, which I think is wonderful. I mean, they're so loving and they're so helpful to everybody. Another one that I wanted to talk about is, this is number two, they will not fix it for you. And the way to invite them into your own personal experience is to be very clear that you're looking for a co-creative experience. They will join with you in your creations that are designed to be empowering for yourself and others as well as the planet. That's a key issue. Historically, and Ronnie, you know this, we have given our power away to anything. That's the reason they're not here. We have given our power away to anything that we feel is more. I can't tell you how many times people have written me and asked me about Adrian de Vere and why they let him die. You know, if they're 1,000 years ahead of us, you know, why couldn't they heal him? And you know, we're all here having our own personal experience.
But isn't there another thing of the, Bashar said that sometimes people are guarded against seeing them, because I was asking about beings that I've seen that were kind of screened, they looked human, but then when the screen opened, you saw they weren't, and he was talking about that screening process. And then you earlier mentioned that sometimes the energies are too much, and then they have to slow it down for you because you can't handle it yet. The energies are too high. So I think there's a whole lot of that kind of preparatory work as well in our consciousness, opening to receive it and being able to absorb it and being able to, you know, share with it. I think it's big for our system.
Well, and I can tell you about my own experiences in doing this work, and that's that it, as you know, Ronnie, it's taken me a very long time to be able to handle these frequencies and still be able to function as a human.
Right.
And yes, the answer is absolutely yes to this. There is always a concern that it'll be too much.
And when great beings who are working with them die relatively young, I wonder if that's why.
In Adrian's case, Adrian spent a lot of time with me after he died. He was in the clinic, my clinic, a lot. And he, interestingly enough, he was very concerned about my welfare and whether or not I could handle the frequency.
Hmm.
And Adrian did die of a heart attack. He was 46.
Hmm.
And so with me, they were very, very careful in terms of how much opening I have. And even at that, I had a lot of my own stuff that needed to be healed. And so, and you know, even in preparation for this, I had died. So I think a lot of things that I spent all the time when I died in 96 until all this happened, in preparation. But yes, the frequencies can be really tough, you know, and I lost my Millie girl too, my little dog. So I think that we've got it down. We've really worked on protocols with all of this. And because we've done so many sessions, you know, we're at, I don't know, 3,800 sessions, something like that. It's been a learning curve, you know, and when I've said to people at some point I'm going to start doing the trainings, the whole purpose has been to build protocol. And the protocol really is very focused on how much can humans handle and how much can't they. And we've had a lot of hit and miss in terms of, you know, how can we bring forward healing that will be the most effective without having damaging effects. Accelerating, but not accelerating too fast. And, you know, in the beginning we started sessions, people were, you know, psychic instantly, and, you know, they'd walk out with, literally have scars on them, you know, from where they'd performed surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
I had one woman who, they had to redo her surgery, and she had just had surgery, and she got off the table and just was bleeding everywhere.
Oh my.
And I was like, okay, we can't do this. This is like too much. So, you know, we've had to tailor a lot of it.
But a lot of our construction as a species is based on the development of our, or the collection of the frequencies we have from old reactions and stuff. So we really are.
Well, and what happens is that when those frequencies come in, they hit those blocks over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, for me, you know, I had to change my eating habits and a lot of things in order to allow the frequencies to come through more easily so that it wasn't so difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is part of, you know, I'm not going to go into that tonight, but yes, they're trying to make it as easy as possible. But anything from the other side of the veil, their frequencies are very high. It can be disconcerting. I know the team has got it down pretty pat, okay? And, but, you know, there's been a lot of concentrated effort here to see what we can do and how we can do it with the least amount of disturbance. And, you know, also in the beginning, Veronica, we had women going back into their feminine cycles. And their hair colors changing overnight, and I mean, it was really pretty dramatic. It was pretty dramatic, and I had some women that were pretty upset.
Well, I told you somebody did a reading for me and said I was going to get younger and younger and start having babies again. I was upset. After I stopped laughing, I went, "Wait a minute, this isn't funny," you know.
That's funny. Okay, number three. Is there anything to fear as far as inviting the wrong beings or those that have other agendas? No, no, and no. You will not attract beings that have other agendas if you're not living in and focusing on fear. They can't see you. That simple. If you're living in the light and not projecting your shadow out into the universe, you don't have to worry. If you've got all kinds of stuff going on around, I'm afraid, don't invite them in. You know, I'm going to take this into number four, which is, okay, if you ever sense anything around you that's uncomfortable or you question the motive, if you can't see it, but you sense something there, okay, you simply call on Command Central and state, if this being does not belong here, please ask it to leave. Now, those are the words, decorum, not panic. Okay? It's not Command Central, get this thing out of here kind of thing. Everything on the other side of the veil has decorum and protocol. Very much so. I can't emphasize that enough. This is a respect thing. They do not interfere with, but with Command Central, you're working through a central command group. This is something Adrian and I talked about at length. It works. I mean, I can tell you that in an instant, they're gone. And that's all that's required. No fear. The other thing is, don't go into fear. Flood whatever it is with love. Here's a case where your best defense to everything is total love. Not fear. It's like being around an animal. You know, if you run into a mountain lion, the first thing you do is flood it with love and make sure that you're not showing any fear. This is not a matter, it's not the same principle exactly. The frequency of whatever is with you, if it's flooded with love, will shift. And another lifetime of that being will show up. We've seen this happen over and over again. We know this to be true. Interesting one, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually.
The next one is to flood everything with love, period. That's number five. It has never been more important than it is right now to flood every experience in your life with as much love as possible. And I have to tell you a funny story. This is my confession for the night.
Oh, good. I'll just write this down.
Yeah, right. Okay. My ex-husband is in the hospital right now. He's out today. And he had a couple of stints put in. And while he was in the hospital, he made some ludicrous statements that because of my son having surgery at a young age, he became gay from having his thyroid removed, and that it was all my fault that he was gay because I didn't get a second opinion, which I actually did get, but the man doesn't remember anything. And he tagged me big time. I was so angry. Honestly, truly, it's a good thing he was in another state.
Funny.
So I had to get rid of the anger. But I absolutely know that once I got through the anger, I had to go back and flood him with love. And I mean, I had them following me around laughing here at the house as I was just, oh, I was so angry. I swear to you, I just wanted to, because he had a big family meeting with, they all decided, the whole family. And
that the whole situation of your son being gay was somehow your fault?
Oh, absolutely, because I allowed him to have his thyroid removed.
Oh, my.
And now, the bottom line is, and, you know, I laugh about this one because I got tagged so badly on this. And I had a normal human response, which was absolute indignation. And I was furious that this man, at this stage of his life, had learned nothing. So I was in judgment, I was in anger, I was in all of it. And I had to laugh at myself. So it doesn't mean to stuff the anger. Get through the anger. If you've got to go vent it, vent the anger. Get it out. And then clear yourself back up. Because
just don't go vent it at the ex-husband's hospital.
Well, no, absolutely not. I would have been in there disconnecting everything.
I'm pulling the plug on you.
Actually, like I said, thank you, and he was so far away.
But you got through it because I don't see the anger right now.
No, I don't have the anger. No, it actually made me laugh that it got me. It tagged me. And,
gotcha.
Yes, it absolutely, and we're all going to get tagged with things. We're all going to get, you know, but being more conscious and aware now is so important. It's so important. If you've got anger about it, get through the anger. I mean, stuffing the anger is not the answer here. I don't think that's healthy either. But
well, denial is not healthy.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Denial gets you nowhere. But getting to it, getting through it, and then shifting it. And, of course, the other one, which I love, is stay out of judgment. That's number six. What you judge, you attract in space. So as I'm writing this and all the information's coming through tonight, I was sitting here laughing because they had me all over the place. the energies now are absolutely positively. I mean, we came through the galactic opening and the solstice, and it just really shifted when we hit the first of
January.
Did.
It seems a lot more lively and fun, actually.
It is, but it requires a lot more attention. Hmm. Number seven, be prepared to manifest in ways that you've never manifested before. Your thoughts are going to kick your hiney if you aren't careful. And
hey, I've had that experience before.
Have you? Yes, I have as well.
I always think of it as a great 2x4.
Yes. Well, because that time and space shift is really there, and we're now really connected to the galactic center, which I think this whole download they did the other night was about this opening. our thoughts are going to manifest very quickly there, and I'm watching it happen so fast that in the moment I change my mind, I can actually see dialogue change with people that I'm with.
Wonderful.
And I think that's about as fast as it's going to get. I mean, that just blows my mind. I love these. And, of course, you know, with you, Veronica, you're working on some very cutting-edge stuff right now, so this is very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Pay very close attention, this is number eight, pay very close attention to the people that you're attracting into your lives right now. Look deeply into their eyes. Soul contracts are being activated in a huge way. These are souls with whom you may have big contracts, different than you've ever experienced before. Some of them may be very galactic contracts, and because these galactic contracts are now activated in a huge way.
Hmm.
This is going to be a new element for a lot of people. Some of you may already be in them, but for some, this is going to be new stuff. You may not have a sensing of human lifetimes and yet have a sensing of a galactic connection. I mean, I remember meeting a man and his wife one day, and I looked at him and I said, "How long has it been?" And he said, "I think about 10 million years." Okay. His follow-up comment was, "I was just waiting for the antenna to come up through your hair." My own experience of this might be a little bit different because of what I do. But I look at absolutely every single person having some significant reason to be in my life, and I really try to show up the best way that I can and with the most integrity, regardless of who they are or what they've done or are doing in their current or past lifetimes, including cosmic. Because this is a culminating lifetime on Earth. Don't be surprised if you connect with people that you may not have encountered, like I said, for thousands of years, and then, bam, they show up. And this can also include people of cosmic races that you may have fear around.
I was going to say some of it isn't going to be easy, is it?
No.
I should say cancel that thought, but I would like to think that as we release our reactions, we can release that as well.
Well, they're here to integrate also. And, you know, we're not only integrating all of our own human lifetimes, but we're now integrating cosmic as well.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to say here, a lot of people have fear around the reptilians. I have encountered more people lately that carry full or partial reptilian heritage. And I would say most of them have been absolutely wonderful. And, you
know, those reptilians must have done some nasty things, because I've heard some pretty interesting radio shows just very scary about them lately.
I know.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying they sure have picked up some pretty nasty stuff.
A big part of this, Veronica, it comes from, I think Barbara Marciniak talks about Earth itself. But also on Maldek, there was a lot which was considered the second Earth experiment. Mm. And Maldek, of course, is now gone. And, I had personal experience on Maldek. And the team actually took me there during a session with somebody. And this was someone we used to just kind of travel to different places in the universe. And we were there before it was destroyed, and right up to the moment of destruction. And, the reptilians were pretty active there and doing some really horrible things. So, you know, this is not all reptilians. You know, it's like saying all Italians are in the mafia. That's not the case. A good friend of mine and client, we were talking, and he said there's literally tens of thousands of different groups of reptilians.
Wow.
So, you know, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, and this is where people do get afraid. You know, again, I'm going to go back to what Bashar has said forever. If you're not afraid, they can't. If you don't go there, they can't see you. Mm. And if for any reason you ever have a negative experience, flood it with love. I happen to have had an experience in the last couple of months, and it was one that I was not aware at the moment, although when I was questioned about if I knew, I did know. At some level, I knew. I didn't have any fear, but I also have chosen, you know, not to participate with this particular person, because they actually turn into a reptilian, and, you know, it just was uncomfortable. It's not a pretty reptilian either.
But as they turned, and if you had stayed with it, would they not have turned yet into another?
Possibly, except that this, well, I don't want to go into too much detail here, Veronica.
Okay.
Under normal circumstances, yes, if I had been more conscious, there was a conversation that we had that opened the door, and I should have shut the door right there.
Hmm.
And it was pulling in all the different ones, and instead of just flooding it, I wasn't in fear, but, you know, flooding it with love and being more conscious. If I ever have another encounter like that, I will handle it totally different. Did they do me any harm? They wanted me involved in a specific agenda and did have an impact on my energy field, which has been corrected. It won't ever happen again. But, you know, will I blame them specifically? No. It just, there were other beings involved as well. So I learned a good lesson out of it, and it's just about, you know, being conscious, always being conscious and always being loving, and also discerning. Healing, number nine. All healing is accelerated. Things are just waiting to clear right now. I am seeing people's guides, their higher selves, their angels, their star families coming in to assist. As other lifetimes are coming in for direct healing during the sessions, past lifetimes are showing up in the chakras. And this has become, overnight, a group program where what they have seen, I guess, through these power retrievals is that we can now slip in these lifetimes and accomplish healing with them at the same time, pulling them right out of the chakras. And it's astounding. I tend to be an overload. I've talked about this before. But to see all of the beings that are involved in doing this and how big it is, it's huge. Evidently, again, I've always said they're always looking for new ways to accomplish more with everyone. And they see this as a great opportunity. The chakras are doorways to all lifetimes. And, you know, I have a sensing that the next level will be that the extraterrestrial lifetimes are going to start showing up in the chakras as well once we get through some of the human ones. And I mean amazing stuff is coming through, just amazing. And but it's a group effort. I mean, I'm just in awe about how many beings are coming in to assist to make this all happen. And all of this really speaks to the acceleration of the healing process and the desire for those that are willing to do healing to be the bridge that they've wanted to be for the planet and for the arrival of our star families. Because the faster we heal and awaken fully, the faster they can interact in a more direct way on the planet. So it's one thing feeding the other. And, you know, again, I think that's why I had this huge download the other night. It was in, you know, it's what I call my carrot. They give me just enough so that in the event I may go into overwhelm, you know, they could get me to hang in there. Now, even with the power retrievals we're seeing, when we're doing the power retrievals with a certain person, mother, father, brother, sister, lover, whatever, a lot of times they'll come in their ET form. They may not stay in that form. They may do one power retrieval in that form and then do another one in another form. But we're doing kind of a very deep power retrieval now where, you know, sometimes we've been 2-3 sessions in the second chakra as all this stuff is clearing out, lifetime after lifetime, scene after scene of really critical stuff that needs to be cleared.
And Jackie, is that when you sort of choose someone to do a power retrieval in a client or whatever, and then you say it's in the second chakra, you're actually clearing the entire second chakra, you're clearing a person having a deep focus in the subconscious and the karmic
center. You're having everything happening. They essentially are working as a surrogate. Whoever you choose becomes, in a way, a surrogate. It's usually the person, and we all know somebody who in our lives that we feel we have very strong, and, you know, I've said this all along, there are no small players right now. And, but, you know, even if you were to look at your own life, you would know who to choose, Veronica, that would be the perfect candidate to take you as deep and as far as possible, that you assume you've had lifetime after lifetime with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I from day to day, I can't tell you because it's just unfolding so fast that I don't even have time to journal at all. I don't have time to do anything with it because I can't even believe it's all happening.
Hmm.
But it's happening and unfolding in these huge ways where even deep psychological stuff is coming in big chunks.
So what happens, Jackie, is as you pull, as you do the power retrieval, and this happens as huge chunks and so on, do you then call in, do people, are people then able to absorb and integrate these much higher frequencies? Do they come automatically? Do they flow
yes,
in?
They completely shift them. What happens is, you know, we'll be in the second chakra, and you know, we may go in back to the second chakra again, and then all of a sudden there's scenes from other lifetimes. And these lifetimes start coming out, and then not only are there scenes, and now there's these big psychological chunks of this is where the whole twist occurred, and this is, you know, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person is different, so I never, ever, ever know what's going to be there.
Mm.
But there is, that's why I say it's a huge group effort. They've taken on such different dimensions now that at this point, I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and I said, how do we explain this to anybody? She said, I can't. There's no way to even give it language.
Well, so my question is kind of circular, starting with the beginning of the show, and we were talking about shifting dimensions and how you can't really see the ships, and because it is looking into a different dimension, what is the key to those dimensions? And I'm thinking with these extensive power retrievals, does that leave us much more able to facilitate, you know, does it facilitate our entry?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So collectively, that's what we're aiming for, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And
so that's really exciting. Sign me up.
Exactly. I mean, I would kill to be on the other side of this. You know, believe me. Okay, the other one, number 10, the feeling of being afraid and uncertain about what life holds for you right now. A lot of people are sitting in that state, and we are writing it and deciding it as we go, every one of us. Every thought now is important. And getting into your core beliefs, what are my beliefs about my life and about me? It's never been more important than it is right now to look at every one of your beliefs, because your beliefs create your reality, and they really create it now. And, I mean, there's never been a more important time to process your limiting beliefs. Right, you guys. What's your story and why? Because we all have a story. Every one of us have got enough history now that we can sit down and say, okay, how many times have I screwed this up and why?
I can tell you what my themes are, right?
That's it. What's your theme?
More than one, yeah.
And then where did the belief come from?
Right.
You know,
and we used to mistake our themes for our identity.
Absolutely, and that's no longer appropriate anymore.
Right.
Because that's not really who we are. I mean, we're awakening to a whole different level of who we are, which is a multidimensional being. And our, you know, believe me. this next one, and this is goes back to your original statement, Ronnie. The more you develop your relationship with the other side of the veil, the more you will trust yourself and the easier it will all be for you. And even if you think you're talking to air, trust me, they're there. I have an ongoing dialogue all day long. And I'm also aware that because all this communication is really telepathic, they're aware of every thought I have. And it's not, this is not just for me, this is for all of us. So, nothing is hidden, and this is where it goes back into the shadow. Okay? There's no, at this stage of our evolution and experience, there's absolutely no reason to be sticking stuff in our shadow anymore, the stuff that we're ashamed of, because trust me, there are beings around you who hear every thought you have. You know, it used to be we thought God heard everything. Okay? And they are not judging you. They are wonderfully, delightfully funny and loving. And you know, I asked the other day about taking somebody up into the healing room, and it was on my day off. And so I checked in and closed my eyes, and here they were sitting with their feet up on the console aboard ship with candy wrappers everywhere. I had to double take, and I was like,
"Why didn't they eat anymore? Do they eat candy?"
No, it was a joke. It was they were projecting a thought into my mind, a picture.
Oh, that's funny.
And so, you know, I asked the question again a different way, and they said, "What part of break did you not get?" And it cracked me. It absolutely cracked me up. And again, this is where we forget how damn funny they are. What part of break didn't I get? No, I never went back and asked, was it me that needs the break? Was it the person that needed a break? You know, was it the student needs a break? Because they never take a break. And they were just... Well, I thought it was incredibly funny. The other thing, number 12, find as many ways to laugh as you possibly can. Again, it's more important than you can imagine. I have a friend that is willing, that tells me funny stories, you know, swore that the team was feeding him these stories that he hadn't told in a long time because they wanted me to laugh, and I absolutely believe him, and I laughed for days. But laughter feeds the soul, and you need to laugh as often as possible. I had an experience with a workman, and this is one of my favorite stories. I was up in the bedroom, and he was hanging blinds in my bedroom. And for whatever reason, I burst into laughter. And I looked up at him, and he had burst into tears. And he just looked at me and said, "You're an angel." And, of course, I got very embarrassed, and I went downstairs immediately and got very busy. When he came downstairs later, he says, "I don't know if you really understood what happened." And I said, "No, I really didn't. But, you know, I tend to kind of shy away from things like that." And he said, "Well," he said, "I wasn't sure the sequence, but, and I didn't know if you knew," he said, "but when you burst into laughter, there was this being of light that wrapped around you. And I didn't know if you burst into laughter because the being of light wrapped around you, or if the being of light wrapped around you because you burst into laughter," and which he perceived as an angel. And of course, the answer actually was that they came because I laughed. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a really good piece to share with everybody, that when you laugh, that resonance pulls them in. Literally, that resonance pulls them in. And Veronica, you love to laugh, so honey, mm-hmm. you're always surrounded. But it's so important now. And again, I can't tell you what a wonderful sense of humor. The higher, the more evolved a being is, the funnier they are. I have a few. You know, I have one being around me, named Roanne, but he has a very, very big job on Andromeda, and you know, he kind of heads up this program, and he's really, 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 really old. You know? And he doesn't tend to be incredibly funny. You know?
If he's been doing it for many, many thousands of years, it'd probably be funny by now.
Yeah, right. Well, I asked him once how old he was, and he said, I asked him what they call him I think it was the wise one. I believe that was it, and I asked him how old he was, something like that. The ancient one is what they call him, an ancient one. And I said, "Well, how old are you?" And he said, 20,000. It was far exceeded what the normal life expectancy is on Andromeda. He said, "Hence, ancient one." I was like, "Okay, got it." The last one, of course, is forgiveness. And forgive everyone and everything. And, you know, again, this takes me back to my ex-husband. You know, at the bottom of my emails, it says, "The love you withhold is a pain that you carry." And that's actually a direct quote from the Andromedans. When you don't forgive your withholding love, it's really that simple. And you withhold love from someone else, and that creates pain in you.
Which has to be rigid at some point. Hey?
It does, because you're resisting. You're resisting love if you refuse to forgive. which in turn creates pain. And I, you know, I think that this is, I love the way that they brought it all through, and I will include all these in my newsletter, which I did want to apologize to everyone. I have not gotten out, and I probably won't get out until next week sometime. But it will be jam-packed with all kinds of stuff. You know, we are on the most incredible exploration right now. I don't think I've ever been so excited. I can feel it. Have you felt it, Ronnie, too?
Yes, I do feel very excited these days about all of that kind of stuff. I feel like it's all dimensionally, we're all shifting. It's really fast right now, isn't it?
It's very what?
It's fast.
It's incredibly fast right now. And
I feel, at some level, I feel kind of relieved and almost sure. You know what I mean? I know there's turmoil on the planet, but I just feel like sure and sure that it's all going to open.
Well, you know, we're at a critical time in this year because this is a year of our elections, and you know, there's going to be a lot of negative stuff going around out there about this one and that one, and we're going to be inundated with a lot of it.
Well, we already are, actually.
Yes, I know. But you know, for everybody who's listening out there tonight, our job, all of us, is to hold the highest resonance and the most positive input that we can have about everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you don't have an opinion, and it certainly is not designed to say, oh God, don't think, just love. That's absolutely not the way. This is a planet of free will. We all have choices in every moment. You know, we could choose to walk away from our growth if that's what we decided to do. We would not be loved any less. You know, I think that's an important message for everyone to understand. The only one that would feel sad about it would be us. You know, at the end of the lifetime, we would regret that we didn't do what we could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I know that's what they told me. I wanted to go home. And they said, no, you don't realize how unhappy you'd be if you did this. So, but I do feel this incredible sense of more beings coming in are really, you know, the whole seeing everybody come in to work with each person, you know, that we've been working with and how they're all coming in and the teamwork that is evolving, the excitement, the acceleration says to me that, you know, we obviously have all really proven our stuff that we're ready to really steamroll through all of this, and are committed, and they're excited, they're supporting it, and they're celebrating it.
And
they're doing
everything.
It is
our kind of politics, too, isn't it?
What?
It is our kind of politics.
It is our kind of politics.
Yeah.
And as far as what's out there in the world, you know, and I'm going to say this, you know, really watch what you're taking in right now. You know, if you have a need to watch violence, then you need to examine your own shadow. You know, what's the rage that you haven't dealt with? You know, why are you needing to see it outside of yourself? What is it inside of you that you haven't expressed? You know, I tend to be an, believe it or not, I am feisty, but I tend to be anti-violent. Just don't piss me off. but no, I really, as I look out there right now, everyone we touch, every place we go, we're activating. I mean literally activating. We need to be conscious of that. that our resonance is activating and triggering and awakening people. I've talked about this forever, and I'm telling you now, please be conscious of it. I don't care if you're at the grocery store, the gas station, you know, the department store. I don't care where you are driving down the street. And this is the reason that our thoughts really are so important right now. In a moment, you know, I catch myself, you know, with silly little things where a moment I'll have some silly little thought or judgment, you know. I'll see trash on the street, it'll make me mad. And, you know, I've realized that how many negative thoughts we can have in any given period of time. And, you know, what it does to our resonance is terrible. It drops it so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hang out with positive people if you can. You know, if you're in a teaching or a healing mode, you're going to work with all kinds of people. Make sure that you, you know, I always recommend the platinum light. Bring it in a spiral out of the universe, spiraling it down around you, very electric, very sparkling, very sizzling, all the way down into the heart of Earth and all the way back up. You know, a lot of you work with crystal pyramids, which are beautiful, but bring in the platinum light also, because a lot of people are energy sensitive and their energy gets zapped. That tends to really deflect any zapping of energy, still allows you to be an activator without, you know, feeling like you're getting drained. Veronica, I'd like you to talk about your show. We have a few minutes here.
Okay, this next show, I'm going to have a fellow on. He's a slum doctor. He started the Slum Doctors. He's been working with AIDS in Bellingham, and then he started to branch out, and he's now working a lot in Africa, and he takes a lot of volunteers with him. He's a man with a huge heart and really a strong consciousness. And so last time I had Bashar, it was multidimensional, and I said, okay, now I'm bringing in somebody on this dimension who's doing some interesting paradigm shifting as well. And he's really a powerful, wonderful, sensitive man.
And so, the time for these shows, honey?
This one's on at 5 o'clock, and it's called Paradigm Shifters, 5 o'clock Tuesday on VBS. And my own show, Radiance by Design, is on at 4 o'clock, and it's a call-in show. It's all about you.
And so if they stay on station, it'll roll right from your show into Paradigm Shifter.
Exactly, that's right.
And your website, darling?
It's veronicaentwistle.com, ENTWISTLE.com.
And I can tell you that Veronica sees energies and things. She's absolutely amazing, incredible integrity, and I adore her.
Aw, well, love to you, Jackie. It's going to be a great year, isn't it?
It's going to be a fabulous year, and my website, for those that don't know, ethealing.com. We love you all.
I'd like to praise the team and say Happy New Year to the team as well, and thanks for all that they do.
Oh, listen, I thank them constantly, but they appreciate that. They love the appreciation, and... So we want to say Happy New Year to everyone, a fabulous year for everyone. Stay conscious, everybody. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you. It can be no other way. We are really all one. Good night, everyone. Talk with you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.
Good night, darling.